Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We have already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence so you will never work for someone else again. Successfully Unemployed, your place for freedom.
It is time for the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit your J-O-B, that 9-to-5 just over broke job, by having any way other than working a 9-to-5 job to make money for your family, to provide for yourself and your family by making money being an investor, an entrepreneur, a side hustle expert, a YouTuber, a podcaster, anything possible to not work for somebody else in a 9-to-5 job and become successfully unemployed. Now, what's great is today I'm bringing on two experts at creating niche sites, not just niche sites, but sites that make them money. They create many sites, get content put out there, and they make money through either ads or courses or coaching or something like that. But they've done it over and over again, and they literally teach people how to do this. So I am super excited to have these experts on, which they are actually being paid right now by their own customers, teaching them how to do exactly what it is that they're coming on Successfully Unemployed Show to teach us for free. Isn't that awesome? So you guys are in a great position to get started just like these two experts have done. And I want you also to get started. I want you to not put anything off. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Don't put it off for next week or next month or next year. When is the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. You need to start today. And I want to give you my best-selling book, How to Quit Your Job with Passive Income, completely for free. In the book, I'm going to give you the 10 best ways to start passive income. And one of them is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to get you my best-selling book for free. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/free book. It's all one word. And I want to show you the amazing thing about working one time and getting paid over and over and over again. Now, in your current J-O-B, your 9-to-5 just over broke job, you are working one time and then getting paid one time. Imagine working one time for your boss and saying, hey, boss, keep paying me over and over and over again for what I just did. They're going to say, no way, that's not going to work. Well, we found ways to do that. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/free book. Okay, let's jump into today's show where we're going to be talking with two fantastic experts at how to create niche sites and sites that create income for ourselves so we can be successfully unemployed. All right, let's do this. All right, everybody, I am super excited for today's show, the Successful Unemployed Show. I am really excited to have my guests on today. They are the owners of Income School, as well as many other businesses as well. They're great online entrepreneurs, and I'm super excited to have Jim and Ricky on the show with me today. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, we're glad to be here.
Man, you guys are fantastic. I've been watching lots of your videos. You have so much great content out there. But I want to jump right into, how do you guys make money and not have to work a job in order to provide for your families?
You'll take that or want me to?
Yeah, either one. So what we do is we create blogs and YouTube channels to gather an audience in a particular industry. We're in all kinds of industries: pets, knives, photography, RVs, everything.
Yeah.
Hunting and guns, just all kinds of different sites that we've done. We gather, get traffic, get YouTube subscribers, and then we find ways to monetize it. Sometimes it's with an affiliate deal where we're getting a commission for sending a sale to a store, or with info products, that's a big one, selling online courses, or ads on a website, a variety of different things. But that's really what it's about, is gather an audience and then monetize it.
And then we do the same thing within the internet marketing space. We gather an audience and we teach them how to do this as well. And that also generates an income stream for us, just teaching other people how to do what we do every day.
And I think I saw just recently one of the videos, you said you guys made $1 million in 1 year. Is that correct? From all the businesses?
Yep. That was last year.
We've improved quite a bit since then.
Yep. Beat that this year too.
Okay. So I watched an old video then, apparently.
Yeah, that was our beginning of January 2019 video talking about 2018. So, yep.
Good for you guys. Okay. So that is really, really awesome. Now, take us back before you even started any of these websites or before you even knew how to make money online. And talk to us a little about your back history, just working a regular job, and then realizing that this is actually possible and how you got into it.
Well, there's actually a fantastic story. I'm going to let Jim tell as much of his story as he wants, but this is my shameless plug. Jim just wrote a book. And in the book, there's a chapter that just like lays out Jim's exact situation. What was that, about 10, 11 years ago?
Yeah.
That paints a pretty bleak picture of where things were.
Yeah.
But I'll let Jim tell as much of
the story. We were living in a hotel,
wants.
My wife and I. We had graduated from I got my bachelor's degree, and it was 2009, and nothing was happening. Even fast food restaurants wouldn't even take my resume. There was just nothing. Our car broke down, and we were down and out. And I was my son was like 4 weeks old, and we were on the other side of the country, a place we'd never been, and it was pretty bad. And I worked at the dollar store. I finally got a job there. And while I was at the dollar store, I started listening to podcasts just to dull the boredom. And some of those podcasts were teaching internet marketing. And I was just listening to everything. So I was like, whatever. And I heard people who were making real money online doing what we're doing now. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was a blessing in disguise to just have a lot of time sitting there listening to how to do things. I started my first online business, a photography website called Improve Photography, that I've since sold that business. But I ran it for many years as my full-time income and earned millions of dollars from it, all from starting at the dollar store and listening to podcasts. And meanwhile, Ricky was working in corporate America as a chemical engineer.
Yep. So I went and got a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering. And I thought, you know, man, like, I've got it made. Jim, I don't know what Jim's doing, but I got it made.
I was at a dollar store.
I went and got a good job, right? As a chemical engineer, I was making a good income. And then I was working, they moved me into at headquarters where I was working in marketing and working on an MBA at the same time. I mean, just everything going awesome. And then I was just dying to move back to Idaho. I was living in Dallas, Texas at the time. And, Jim calls me up out of the blue and is like, hey, so this blogging thing's working out for me really well. And I actually had to interview him or got to interview him for business school.
Oh, I forgot that.
I had to interview an entrepreneur. I think that's why my name was like top of your mind. I had to interview somebody for an entrepreneurship class. And so Jim's telling me all about what he's doing because I asked him to, and I was really intrigued. And then a little while later, out of the blue, he sends me a text. He's like, hey, I want to talk to you about something. So we started talking, and he mentioned he had just started this new website, Income School. We started working together, and then I graduate with my MBA, and the very first day back at work, they laid me off. I'm like, you guys just helped me pay for an MBA, and then you like kicked me out the door. But I was good. I was good at the work I did. So a couple months later, I had a job in Idaho, got me back here. Again, corporate America is a good job, but it was mind-numbing for me most days. But fortunately, I had Income School to work on. And within, less than 3 years of moving to Idaho, I left 2.5 years later. So that's our backstory in a few minutes.
Man, that is fantastic. And I, Jim, living in a hotel, I mean, that's just, oh man, mind blowing. Especially think of people that like would have to live in their cars or something like that. And then Ricky getting laid off. I mean, you were going through school and then get laid off. I got laid off. I worked for the county government in California. Nobody gets laid off or gets fired from the government, but apparently I did. And so So I got into investing in real estate. That's where I made all my money. But I wanted to bring you on because of the businesses that you guys have created. And imagine, no time in history of the world has anybody been able to do anything like we're doing now with making money with online resources, online sites.
That is true. I have to give an example of that because it never has been like this. So we started a secret YouTube channel. And I say secret because we reveal all our niche websites. We'll give you the URL. You can go to them and see them. That's extremely rare. Anybody in this game who's, you know, they don't want to tell anybody which their niche is, et cetera, where they're making money, how they're making money, et cetera. We'll show you all our sites. This one is brand new. And if we gave out the YouTube channel, we'd have our whole audience flood to it and it would take off immediately and make it look easier than it really is. And so when we start something for about 6 months, we don't tell anybody what it is until we can prove that we can build it from scratch with no unfair advantages. We started it, I think we're to 13, 14 weeks ago that we started this channel from scratch, and we're already at $1,000 a month with it. We've made whatever, 20 videos, and it's at $1,000 a month now. Yeah. It never, ever, ever has been like this. Both of us have had experiences just like walking down the street where people are stopping us saying, "Hey, you're that guy from the YouTube channel." And we're like, "Oh yeah, you must watch Income School." And they're like, "No." And they say, "No, they're watching our new channel. That's yeah. brand new. They'd never heard of us before." It's never been like that. Ever in the history of the world that somebody from a cell phone can record themselves and reach a vast audience. Like, I mean, we're maybe 500,000 people have seen us on that channel in such a short amount of time with so little put into it, creating 20 videos. The world out there is crazy in internet marketing. It's just so exciting what you can do.
That's fantastic. Now, how many different sites or you said knives, camping, yeah, this new one. How many total do you have?
Oh,
right now. Let's see.
We have six or seven active projects, but the thing is our portfolio gets too full. And so we have to keep selling them. In fact, this summer we need a sell off. We're too full right now to do them all justice. I don't know. I think we've built maybe a dozen or so sites to success and real money. But I think right now we're six or seven right now.
So is the end goal to sell the sites? Is the end goal to make money from the sites? What's the end goal?
Normally we would just own them and just keep making money from them for years and years and years. The thing is that in our particular circumstance, we're teaching. And in order to be relevant teachers, we need to be practitioners as well. That's how we feel. And so if we're not actively starting something new every year, at least, then we are outdated.
There are so many internet marketing people, even like pillars in the industry, that haven't started anything from scratch in years.
Yeah.
They're doing internet marketing every day, but they haven't started from scratch in a long time. And that's how we feel like we owe our audience that, to start from scratch, no unfair advantages, over and over again, because that's where most of them are. Most of them are starting from scratch. And so there was a time when my business wasn't doing well. About 3 years in, I had been making a ton of money. It was going really good. And then it just started to peter out. I was going $40,000 a month and 30 and 20 and 10, things weren't going well. And I was desperate trying to figure out what I was doing wrong. I was still pretty new to it. I'd only been doing internet marketing for two years really at that point. And so I wasn't sure. In hindsight, I know exactly what I was doing wrong, but I didn't know at the time what I was doing. And there was one particular well-known person in internet marketing who I'd always listened to on podcasts and things to kind of learn things. He's who I learned from. And at the time that my business wasn't doing well and I was struggling trying to figuring everything out, every podcast was like about his public speaking career and stuff. And I was like, it kind of ticked me off, honestly. Like, not that person owed me anything, but I needed help. And that person wasn't being relevant to me in the audience anymore. And so we've just decided that's just one of our core beliefs in the business, is if we're going to teach it, we need to be where our audience is. And that means starting from scratch.
And so for us, like, selling them off is something we do, but that's not really the end goal. If I were doing what we're teaching, I would build a website, a YouTube channel, whatever. And I would do it with the intent of being an influencer in that space and just owning it. Because usually when you sell like a website, you get 2 to 2.5 years worth of revenue. That's about what you sell them for. Whereas if I kept it, I could continue to earn that income indefinitely. And so it's it in anyway, normally from a investment standpoint, I would just hold them. So long answer to your question.
No, but that's, I appreciate it because I never really think of an exit strategy when I create a website. And I can be like, right. Let's just create it and try to make money. But when I go into any other business outside of creating a website, I always think of an exit strategy. I always think of that. And so when you guys say, oh, we probably should sell some, I'm like, man, that's a great thing. Now, you just said, Jim, that you figured out or you knew what the problem was. I'm dying to know. It went from 40, 20, all the way down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What was the problem? Yeah, I did kind of tease right there, didn't I? I didn't
intend to. It's in the book. Just go buy.
Yeah,
just
right. Go buy Work Energy. It's available on Audible and Amazon. Just kidding. So what had happened is I had an online course about photography and I had good traffic, 300,000 people a month coming to the site. And what I did is each month I would open up whatever, 75, 100 seats in this course. And then each day I would email you a lesson for 30 days. And it was like a 30-day jumpstart your photography kind of deal, right? And so the marketing of it was beautiful. I had 300,000 people coming. I had 100 seats. And so I'd make 10 grand every month from that course. And it added that I had other courses and open to 200 seats, et cetera, right? So eventually we get up to $40,000 a month plus the affiliate and everything in there, right? Well, what I decided to do is what every entrepreneur should do, right, is scale. And I thought, well, right now I can't scale this because I'm limited how many seats I can have every month. And so where I used to have 100 people in each course a month, I said, well, what if I just open it up and I hire an employee to make it so I can take an unlimited number of seats? And so I did that. And the first couple months, we killed it, right? I was like, well, now it stinks because I'm only making sales on the first day of each month. And so it'd be great if, because people come to my sales page and they say it's not on sale for another 15 days. And so I should open this up. I could make a lot more sales. I'm wasting 29 days of sales for that one day where I open it up. And so I made it kind of evergreen. So you could really sign up whenever you want and you'd start getting your lesson the next day. I was just building and expanding the business. And all of a sudden, when I looked back on these sales that had dwindled, even though I had made the courses better and put much more into it and opened more opportunities for people, I realized like, you know why it's not selling is because the first few months when it was limited, I would post on Facebook at the time, Facebook, right? We had a big community there. And I would say, hey, this course sold out in 75 seconds last month. We're opening it up now. Go. And what would happen? 75 seconds later, I had $10,000 because it sold out and there was that scarcity, it was going. And so in hindsight, it seems so obvious what the problem was. I had just thrown a grenade on my best marketing tool, was the urgency and scarcity of this course. I just threw a grenade on it trying to scale it. But at the time, I just didn't see it. I was so focused on, no, I improved it. I made it better. I'm scaling. I'm doing what an entrepreneur is supposed to do. And I just didn't see it.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just following up. So you would suggest that the scarcity for definitely for your business, but is it for all type of online courses and online memberships? Is that big of a deal? Because it sounds like for your business, it absolutely was. But does that translate to other businesses?
I don't think it always does.
Right.
For example, on Income School, our courses open all the time. If you want to learn how to SEO, how to create a YouTube channel, do exactly what we're doing, our course Project 24, you can go buy it anytime. It's always open. No scarcity for it. It's selling like crazy. The problem was I was built on social media on a kind of different model at the time. And online courses were really novel and new. Back in the time. And so people needed a little prick to go try it, right? And now everybody knows what an online course is. They know it's a great way to learn information. And so it's just different. Scarcity can be fantastic, but it's not the only way to go.
Yeah, I would say that the reason that it caused an issue was because that was the existing marketing and that is what worked. Because the sales were so heavily driven by social media and not by just transactional daily traffic on the website. I mean, the people got to know Jim and they learned a lot from him on the website, absolutely. But it was that social media interaction that led to the sale and the scarcity. And mm-hmm. where, again, once you took that out, then now there's no sudden push like, oh, I need to do it now or it's not available. So in that particular instance, that was the issue.
And the day came when the business kept dwindling. I had to let go of my employees. I walked into the office and said, I'm sorry, it's me. I failed you. You've done good work, but the business just isn't profitable. And so this was many years ago, but I had to let everybody go. And I came back into that office feeling like an absolute loser the next day. And I'm walking into the office and we've sold off all the furniture and stuff. And it's literally my desk in the middle of a huge room and nothing on the walls, nothing. And I was just like, okay, I got to figure this out. And I reached out to the world for a mentor everywhere. And my podcasting people that I'd relied on just wanted to talk about their public speaking career. I paid for mentoring sessions from successful entrepreneurs, internet marketers. And again, a very well-known person, he had, you know, consulting, you could pay him. And I ponied up big money for this thing so that he could show me what I had done wrong. And I had prayed and planned for this meeting to talk with them to just somebody show me what was wrong, right? And the time comes and he's late, whatever. I keep calling, emailing him like, hey, I paid for this session. Where is he? And like an hour later, I get an email that says, hey, today's not good. Can we reschedule? And I was just so broken. Like, I felt like such a loser, and there was not a person on planet Earth that was gonna help me. And so I put my back against the wall and started breaking stuff and just not literally. Like, I just started pushing this business. I was like, I am going to fix this. So I was listening to a podcast about flash sales, about especially on Black Friday is a great day for it, but it could happen anytime. I made a bunch of photography courses and presets and all kinds of stuff, a bunch of digital products, put it all in one bundle. If you were to buy all the digital products separately, it'd be $2,000. And I sold it for $40 in this little bundle. This was the best product that I could possibly put together. And I spent a month doing it. And I said, all right, I'm a failed business if I don't get this sale to go. Numbers are dwindling month after month. And so I sat in that office day after day, just cranking at this product, making it. And then on Black Friday, I launched it for $40, and I had an Instagram post and a blog post and an email and a YouTube video and a podcast, and I plastered it everywhere. And I woke up at midnight, went to the office, I pressed publish, and I went and slept for a couple hours, just restlessly, came in that next morning, and I had made a huge amount of money. And in 4 days, I made $150,000, from that sale. And I started doing that every year. And 1 year I did $250,000 in a week. That was really the thing where I finally just said, the world isn't going to solve this for me. I've got to figure it out. And lots of things have changed since then. Flash sales are different because Facebook ads aren't nearly as cheap as they used to be, et cetera. But to me, that was a major turning point as an entrepreneur where I just realized, like, no one is going to show me the way. No one is going to fix this for me. If I want this business to succeed, I am the only person on planet Earth who is going to get it done. And so it's time to go break some stuff and make things happen.
Yeah. So now you've gone from all this to where now you're starting to break things and you're starting to fix things up. And now, just like in my real estate business, I had to figure out everything on my own. Now, I could have paid $20,000, $30,000 to somebody to show me how to do it if they would have showed up. But I literally did it myself, and whatever worked, I kept in the business. Whatever didn't work, I ripped it out and I just threw it away. Yeah. And now I have a step-by-step system that I always go through when I build a business. And you have that too. And what I love is when I go watch your guys' videos, you guys have actively, you just talked about this earlier, you're always proactive. You're always testing things. You're already doing all this stuff. And rather than saying, hey, this worked 10 years ago and this is what you should do. No, you're like, this is what we are doing right now. Because I know there are quite a few real estate people who teach real estate, but they don't actually invest anymore. I still invest in real estate. I still do all that stuff myself. So I completely appreciate that. Now, what I want to ask from you guys is, if somebody listening or watching this, that they say, you know what? I really want that. I want to just start helping people and I want to use online marketing to do that. Let's just say you have a quote unquote niche site, but I have a site where I want to talk about, and I was thinking, okay, what can I maybe stump them on, but like, let me give them my idea and see if they can work. We can work through this through. So my idea would be barbecue. Let's do a barbecue website, a niche site, because I know I like barbecuing in general, but I like smoking a little more. I mean, is barbecuing too big? Should I niche down to smoking? Like, where should we start with the niche idea and then keep moving step by step to where we actually can start generating income?
Okay. I'm literally typing into Google right now, best barbecue grill. And when I do so, there are site after site after site of well-known sites, I mean, Art of Manliness and really well-known websites that are giving me the best barbecue grills. And so what most people do when they want to start something like this is they're like, okay, I'm going to start writing about barbecues. Well, my favorite grill is the Weber Grillmaster or whatever. And they just start making a site. That's a recipe for a years of frustration, if you go about it that way. We found a little bit of a better way.
That's right. So we like to take a little bit more of a side approach to making money right from the websites, because the traditional approach has been like, okay, I want to make a site about barbecues. I like barbecuing. So yeah, let's write that article. Best barbecues of 2019, best smokers,
best spatulas of 2019. Right, grill plates of
the
2019.
The side box smokers. The best cover. Yeah, exactly. And it's totally 100% product
smokers
focused.
Under $500. Best smokers under $600.
But what we would do is we would go to Google, right, and we would just start typing in search terms related to barbecues, right.
I'm literally doing this live.
Yeah, he's doing this.
Yeah, so if you're watching on YouTube, they're literally doing this right now.
So yeah. I'm typing barbecue space, and then we're looking for, and so barbecue Google's space, and then the letter A. And we see barbecue accessories. And then we go to barbecue space B, and we see
a lot of those barbecue brisket. People want to know about brisket, obviously.
Barbecue chicken sandwich. Covers. Barbecue delivery. Barbecue. How about we go barbecue grill A? Okay, now we see best barbecue grill at Walmart. Could be interesting. Grill B, barbecue. So you get the idea. Right. Barbecue grill cleaner. Now we're barbecue grill canopy, barbecue grill cleaning service. Now we're starting to see some ideas that are just outside of best barbecue. And so now I can write something like, how to find a barbecue grill cleaning service in your area. And maybe that's something people are really Googling. Maybe it's how to set up a canopy over your barbecue grill. Most people are skipping this kind of thing and instead just going for the jugular every time and just writing best barbecue
that
grill.
Easy to monetize content. But by everything that Google suggests to us, they're suggesting it because it's something that people are actually typing in. It's things people are actually searching. And so we create content based on what people are looking for. And then monetizing that content later is easy. I mean, if you talk about, you know, how to set up a barbecue canopy, well, it's not a far stretch to now recommend your favorite canopies, right? You don't have to just say what's the best canopy. That's, you know, people nowadays, especially, people are going straight to Amazon and reading reviews there, right? Or it's sometimes even Amazon is like putting their own reviews up, right? That they've had people write straight on Amazon. They're trying to cut bloggers out. And so by taking that sort of indirect approach, we create content that everybody else is ignoring. Now, you asked the question about, do you, you know, niche down to smokers, right? I like smokers more. Is barbecue too broad? Usually what we think is like, if there's a topic that you want to write about, and it is kind of specific, like, okay, smoking, which I don't think is too specific, by the way, for a website. What I'd probably do is start with smoking as the main content for the site, but I'd probably pick a domain name that's a level up. that allows you some flexibility. Let's say smoking turns out to be just a smaller industry than you thought.
Or you write one blog post on, you know, grilling turnips that just goes crazy, right?
Right.
Now you wish it wasn't the smoker site, right? Because you're finding like your success in grilling vegetables is doing really well for you. So if you choose a name that's a little bit more, a little bit bigger than what you're writing about, you can pivot, you can move, you can try things.
But yeah, I would say, again, it's kind of hard to say, but as far as something being too specific, if it's something that there's a tribe that exists, right? If there's a magazine about this, if there's a forum, a subreddit dedicated to this, if there's a tribe of people, it's not too small. And so again, like smoking, I think it'd be a great topic for a website.
So once we've decided our topic and we've gone through this, you know, barbecue, grill, A, B, C, et cetera, to find some specific topics that we're going to write upon, we're going to start writing blog posts. We're going to start with the most oddball kind of questions and shorter posts around 1,000 words. And then when we get to the more competitive terms, something like just best barbecue, at that point, we're going to be writing a 3,500 word, put your best effort into it, everything. But those come later after you've established some credibility with Google. Now, there's also the sidestep method. This is how I would build a blog and go for it. You can totally be successful with it. But I mentioned how many reviews there are of best barbecue grill. Go to YouTube and do the same thing. You will be shocked. Because what you would hope for, if I search best barbecue grill, what I would hope for is somebody that has 6 barbecue grills out there. They're using them all. They leave them out in the rain and see if they're rusting. They see which ones stick cooking the same things. They see which ones hold the temperature best with all 6 barbecue grills, and they ride it. I bet you anything, if you go to YouTube right now, you will not find that. Maybe there's one person who's done it, who's killing it, but you will not find it. You will find these videos of stock photos and a voiceover of like, no, the Weber 742, and talking
and they
about
list the
this
features,
grill.
Right? Like, or
it's
you get,
so easy right now on YouTube. It's so easy to stick out. Just do what people want. It's not that hard to create that kind of content.
And even if you can't go buy 6 smokers or 6 grills,
don't
right
tell
now,
your wife.
Like, yeah, just it's a business expense, honey. It's a business expense. I can write this off. No, like if it is something though, like you have experience in, right? You've been grilling and smoking for years, then you can go on a video and say, look, I've used this one. I've used this one. My friends use this one. Like
steal from all your buddies and say, I'm going to come pick up all your barbecue grills this afternoon.
Well, just talk about what you know from actual experience. And I think that's what is a lot easier to get across on YouTube than it is in a blog. In a blog, it's like, here, I'm presenting information for you. On YouTube, it's like, here, let me show you. Yeah, and there's so little of that that when you do it, it takes off.
That's great. Now, I know with Income School, you guys have a whole 60 steps in the process of creating these income sites. Now, there's way out of the scope to go through each one of these, but can you give us a high level so we want to start writing? First, figure out what we're going to be talking about. Go through like you just did with Google. Jen, you just went through and just looked at a whole bunch of different things. And then we want to start writing articles, writing oddball ones that can just answer a specific question to writing a pillar post. That's 3,500 words. What are other things that we should be doing as we're building up these sites?
So basically, it's going to go, you select what topic you're going after and how big or small you should go. Then you're going to set up buyyour.com. You're going to put a logo on it. Do the just very basic design
basic
at first.
Branding.
Don't go crazy on the design at first until we have a lot of content. Why? Because you're going to spend all the time designing it and then you add content and it looks different. It's hard to do the design without content. So you just start writing. We're going to write, once you have your hit list of all the posts, 30 for posts that you're going to write, we're going to order them from the most oddball question to the biggest topic that probably gets the most searches. And you're going to start with the most oddball question because that's probably the least competitive in Google. It's a very specific question. Something like, how much does a barbecue grill weigh? I doubt there's much competition for it, and I bet your people Google it. You're starting to write those kind of posts, 1,000 words, maybe write 10 of the 1,000 words. Then we're going to go to what we call our staple posts. You'll write 10 of those 2,500 word posts. And then you'll go to those big topics that are more competitive. Maybe want to take a couple days and really put everything into. Those are our pillar posts. We're going to write 10 of those. And then we want to do some promotion. I think it's smart to start a YouTube channel to send some traffic to that blog. Maybe spend a little bit of time on Pinterest, etc. But that is minimal. I would spend 90% of my time just making content. I promise Google's going to find you if it's good. And 10% of my time doing a design of the site, doing a little promotion of it, etc. That's the basic get you started in the next 60 days.
Because I remember you said in one of your videos, or actually multiple times, you say you want to have 30 articles, you know, of varying lengths and all the sort of answering different ones. But 30, you want to work really, really hard to get 30 articles and then move on. Is that correct?
I would say that that's like, that is a foundation. You've got to have
minimum
that.
There's, viable product.
Yeah. If to get any sort of, you know, organic links, right? That link velocity to have anything. If you spread out those first 30 articles over the course of a year, there's a reasonable chance that your site never takes off. And so that's why we say like put your head down and don't lift it up again until you've got 30 pieces of content out there. At which point now it's time to get into a normal routine. For some websites, you know, everything is going to be super evergreen. You might never write more than 100 articles on it. For others, you want to get into a publishing schedule of one or two posts a week. But those first 30 is just kind of a minimum viable.
That's a get started. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, from there, we're going to be scaling or trying to scale. Now, I know with Income School, you have the Project 24, which in 24 months, you're hopefully going to be able to replace your income. Is that correct?
That's the plan. Yep.
So give us the broad overview of Project 24, because that sounds amazing. And like I said in the very beginning, no time in the history of the world can you actually do something like this within 24 months, being able to literally not have to work a job. So give us the broad overview, because it sounds amazing to be able to do that.
Well, I've got to say one thing is no one gives you 60 steps to anything. They give you 3, right?
Right.
And nobody says you're going to get something awesome in 2 years. That's just not a message you hear on the internet. Everything is like
now, how you
become a millionaire next month and this quick growth hack to this and that, 3 easy steps to make an income online. And so we want to be real with people. We definitely have plenty of people in our program who have done that in actually a little bit less than 24 months have gotten there. But if you start with an expectation, if you were to take Ricky and you were to say, hey, you just lost all your websites. You gotta start from scratch. I guarantee you he would have a full-time income in 6 months. I know he can. But somebody's just starting out, like you're gonna make a lot of mistakes and figure things out. And so I think 24 months is a reasonable goal for a lot of people. Some are gonna exceed it, some are never gonna get there. Not everyone will succeed. That's what business is. But I think it's a reasonable goal to do it. And so we give you 4 things in Project 24 to help you get there. First, a library of online courses. We'll give you exactly over the shoulder, step by step. This is how you do your keyword research. This is how you write an article. This is the template for creating it. This is how you get traffic. This is how you monetize it. So a library of online courses. It's not just one course. There are a lot. Email marketing and YouTube and how to make your info product and all kinds of courses in there. The second thing that you're going to get is tools. Your WordPress theme. We became very frustrated with a lot of WordPress themes. There are some great ones out there, but we became frustrated that what we needed wasn't out there, that was crazy fast and killed it on SEO. And so we built one that with those 2 features built into it. And it's free for Project 24 members. You're going to need an affiliate plugin to work much more productively with your affiliate links. And that's free for Project 24 members. So you have a library of courses and tools. You're going to have a ton of questions of just how do I do this? I'm stuck. My blog isn't succeeding. How do I get over this problem? Entrepreneurship is just knocking down problems. And so we have a forum where we are in there every day answering people's questions. People are helping each other. Our employees are in there helping people to not get stuck. And then the last thing we have is giving you the up-to-date, minute-to-minute, what's working right now in internet marketing. We have a weekly podcast that goes out to our members and that kind of thing. So it's 4 things that we give you in Project 24 to help you succeed with your project.
That's fantastic. And imagine anybody listening or watching this in 24 months. And I completely agree. Usually it's like three steps and you're going to get it now. And same thing with everything I teach about in Master Passive Income with real estate. I say, if you want a get rich quick scheme, this is not it for you. This is rental properties. Yeah. We're going to be getting wealthy and at a plan. We have a map that's going to get you there. Eventually, it took me 6 years to be able to replace my income. Now you're talking about 24 months to be able to replace. That's just amazing. So now you guys have gotten so many great things. I want to jump into the rapid fire round. Now the rapid fire round, I'm asking you guys a few questions that you guys should easily come off the top of your head. Now, the first question is, after we quit our job, we have hopefully a little bit of extra time because we're not working 40 plus, 50 plus hours a week for a job. How are you trying to give back to either make the world a better place or just the people around you or your community? How are you giving back?
I see lots of ways. number one is just like, we try to both for the, you know, paid members of our Project 24, but also like on our YouTube channel and stuff, we just try to give the best value we possibly can. We often go to great personal expense to do things that people aren't willing to do, to share things that people aren't willing to share, to help enable people to lift themselves out of their current situation. Every time I hear on social media, somebody will post an article about how the American dream is dead and life is awful and nobody, you know, people are just trying to hold everybody else down. And I'm like, there are ways. It's not just our way, but there are ways. And let me show you, let me lift you up. But outside of that, you know, we do lots of things.
Ricky's been a scoutmaster forever. Yeah. We both donate a pretty good chunk of our percentage of our incomes to nonprofits and serving in the community. We serve in our churches. Ricky donates to schools and there's a lot we do. And plus just how much time both of us spend with people who are down and out. It's almost a weekly basis that we have somebody coming into the office who's just heard about us and just is kind of down and out and needs some help. And we're just spending time with people, just showing them how to do it, even those who aren't paid.
That's great.
You're just trying to help get them on track.
Awesome. Okay, next question is, if you were, and I want both of you guys to answer separately, if you were to go back and give yourself 20 years ago, 25 years ago, some advice, like one piece of advice that you give your younger self, what would it be?
I would say don't worry about the expectations that have been set before you. The course was laid. You go to high school, you go to bachelor's degree, you get an advanced degree, you become a professional, and you work on that job for 30 years. It's what I grew up with. My dad was a great provider, very consistent for us, and I really appreciate that. And I took that into my career. I went and got a bachelor's degree, and it left me at the dollar store. I went and got a law degree and became a lawyer, and where did that get me? Got me $90,000 in debt. Things only started happening when I just said, you know what, this is not the life I planned or expected or the direction I thought I was going to go, but this is what's working for me. And so I'm going to just go for it.
Awesome. How about you, Ricky?
Good answer. You know, I would say that's, a big part of what I would tell myself, especially in terms of like your career path. But I would say pretty much the same thing is true in terms of kind of other expectations. Jim and I have actually both talked about this quite a bit. Like if we could tell ourselves in high school, you know, what to worry about, like we would worry so much less about everything.
Fear, man.
Yeah.
You look back and you think of everything you were just afraid of.
You're afraid to say the wrong thing because your friends might not like you. You're afraid to dress the wrong way because people won't think it's cool. And I'm like, who decides what's cool? The people that are confident and not afraid, that's who decides what's cool. And so if I could go back 25 years and tell myself or anybody that's young something, I'd say like, don't be afraid to just step outside of your comfort zone and step outside of everyone else's comfort zone and just do the things that make you happy.
And Ricky's doing that. I can attest to that. I texted him on Saturday. And you saw the Tesla Cybertruck, right, Dustin? The announcement, I think everybody did. Well, I was looking at a side-by-side, you know, like a big four-wheeler, like a mini little Jeep, right? People mob around in the mountains with them. They're very popular where we live anyway. So I texted him a picture of this side-by-side I saw on a Facebook Marketplace listing. and a picture of the Cybertruck. And I said, do you think we could rip the body off this and weld the Cybertruck onto it? And and he texts back and he's like, yes. 8 hours later, we bought a side by side. We shut down the whole office for a week, and we've been in my shop. Not one of us knew how to weld ever. Yeah. And we've built this thing, and gosh, it looks cool.
It's getting there.
It looks cool. And so, you know, it's just for a marketing deal, but it's exactly what you were saying.
It's not something that I would have ever thought I would do, to just say, yeah, let's go for it. I would have looked at that and said, it's going to cost a lot. It's going to be hard. It's going to, you know, what happens if the video, the marketing stuff doesn't do well, then we just wasted all this money. But I looked at that and I thought, no, actually it's totally doable. Let's make a plan.
It's worth taking a shot at the goal. Is it going to fail? I don't know, but it's worth taking a shot at the goal.
That's brilliant. So I definitely want you guys to send me that picture. I want to see what it looks like, or I want to be able to, however marketing you're going to be doing it. So the next question is, if somebody is thinking, man, I just need to get started. Now they already think I need to get started. They already want to get started. What is the first step? Like, what should they do that's going to get them going on this path?
You got to select a niche before you can really take any meaningful step. But to me, the very first thing that you really need to do is you need to commit to making it work. Like, commit to one path that you're going to make work. We see so many people in the internet marketing industry who like do this Amazon FBA thing for 6 months. And as soon as they run into their first obstacle, they're done. And then they do this, this ClickFunnels thing, this paid ad strategy for a while. Nothing wrong with those two businesses at all. But how many people have we seen who have been like, I've been in the internet marketing industry for 8 years. I've tried everything. I'm still going to a day job, which is fine if they want to, but they feel like it was a failure, you know, just still haven't hit it. Just say, hey, I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to be an FBA guy. I'm going to do this. And I know it is possible for people to make money there. And so that is my course, and I will not stop until I am there. And decide whatever it is. If it were me, it would be YouTube in 2020. For me personally, having tried a lot of internet marketing stuff in 2020, I say, I hate the word easy, the clearest path to success in a reasonable time period is probably YouTube for a lot of people. Some people will have other skills and whatever, but if it were me and I were starting from scratch, that's what I would do.
And I actually had virtually the same thought. I would say, you know, set an objective for yourself. And maybe if you need to, put a time limit on it. Say, look, I know it's possible to succeed in this, doing this thing, and I should be able to succeed in this amount of time. And I'm going to give it my all for this long, or until I accomplish this thing. We've done that, and we've told people to do that a lot with like the 60 steps, right? Like, put your head down and don't stop until you've hit those 30 articles at least. After that, you know, take a breather, whatever. But if you don't, we've had so many people that are like, well, I tried this and it didn't work. And we look at their site and we're like, you have 7 articles. Like, you didn't actually give it a shot. And so I think that's really the thing, is just have to commit to following through.
Yes. And we also see people who didn't write 7 articles. They wrote 60. They really put a lot of work into this. Just didn't get there. Just didn't quite take off, right? And so they say, I'm going to go now become the dog trainer guy. Now I'm going to become the leadership success podcast, etc. You got to have in your mind, I know YouTube or podcasting or blogging or whatever platform you choose, I know that is a viable platform, and I know the industry I'm in, dog training, ukulele playing, whatever I've chosen for my topic, I know that's a viable topic. And once you have that confidence in the platform and the topic, you can't change anymore.
Yeah.
Follow that until you make it work.
If you've written 60 posts, you've learned a ton over the process of writing 60 posts.
Yep. If you start somewhere else, you're starting from scratch and learning all the mistakes of what doesn't work again. I'm not saying just do the same thing over and over again. I am saying that most people quit right before they've learned enough where they could finally succeed.
That's fantastic. That's great, great advice. What is one or two tools? It could be an app. It could be a power tool. It could be a rangefinder, whatever it might be. What are one or two tools that are really beneficial to you right now that we should be able to look at and use?
I use on my iPhone, the Notes app to record like anything that I'm thinking, anything that needs to happen, whatever. I use the Reminders app to... I mean, this is how I organize myself. It's like, oh, I need to remember to do that tomorrow. If I put it in my Reminders app, then I don't have to think about it anymore. And what it does is it just takes all the pressure off me. I don't have to hold things in my brain anymore. I use those things even more than I use a calendar, but I use a calendar app too. Like, those are super, super basic tools that are available for Android users as well. But I use those every day, virtually every hour. To just keep myself organized. Otherwise, my mind is just racing all the time.
I'll give two. One is this little box right here. It's called the Tascam DR10L. It's just a simple lavalier microphone. Oh man, if you're doing anything online, this thing is a lifesaver because it's a lavalier microphone, but most of them are wireless and it connects to the camera, right, to sync it, which is a benefit. Except it's always breaking and stuff. This has the sound recorder built into the little box that clips in your pocket with just a wire up to what the mic that clips on your shirt. And so it works 100% of the time with video and it sounds good. If you're making a YouTube channel, this has been a lifesaver
that
for
us. That plus a cell phone.
Yeah.
Makes a pretty high quality video.
And then the other audio device that I would recommend.
Rodecaster Pro. Amazing.
All kinds of different MP3 recorders and stuff like that for our podcasting. Oh my goodness, this thing is awesome. It does all your processing in it, your compressor, limiter, gate, de-esser, everything. So when you're done with the podcast, it is done. You know, we can get our nice mics to send to you. We can pipe you in over Bluetooth in it. You can have your intro and outro music on a button to just press right there. It is dang cool. If you're doing anything with podcasting, it's just... It's nice
find.
To have. It's a little bit, was it like $700?
I don't remember. You bought it.
but oh my gosh, totally worth it if you're podcasting.
Awesome. Last question. What is one nonfiction book that you guys would suggest that would be beneficial for us to read?
Which one?
Well, can I give energy. Mine?
Absolutely, Jim. Go right ahead.
So it's called Work Energy. And I've spent years writing the book and getting it just right. It's this message. It's actually about creating an online business, but also bigger than that, of just going after your goals and teaching you a framework for doing that. I make it a bucket list of 50 things to do in life when I was 15 years old. And it's like kind of controlled my life for those goals. I knocked one off today, by the way. I didn't tell you this, man.
You didn't tell me that.
We were making the Cybertruck in my garage. We had an itty bitty house fire. And I got to use a fire extinguisher on a real fire. And so I knocked something off my list. You know, I believe, like, not to get too spiritual on you, but I believe the purpose of life is for me to just improve, for me to become a better, kinder, more capable person, and to make my family the same things. I think that's what I'm here for. And so if I'm not stretching myself and if I'm too comfortable just doing the same things that I already know how to do, I don't feel like I'm accomplishing what I'm here for. And so that's what the book is really about, is not the physical philosophical part, but the just learning to take 2020 and become something that you're not right now, to go after some goals. So it's called Work Energy. It's available on Audible and on Amazon, Kindle, paperback, hardback, the whole thing.
I'll share one as well, just because this isn't just an advertisement. We've both read a lot of nonfiction books. I think the one that I read that was probably most impactful on me, that I read years ago, and some people might find it a boring read, it's kind of long, but The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Really changed the way that I approach life. And actually, like, the conclusion I drew from that was very similar to what Jim's talking about just like, if I can be a really, really great person in a lot of ways, like a really good person, incorporating these habits, like, I will be more successful in every area of my life. I'll be more successful as a father, as a husband, as a businessman, as a business partner, So that was probably the most impactful book I've read.
That's great. And it's a fantastic book as well. And Jim, I'm definitely going to check out your book. So I'm really glad that you guys are on here. You guys are fantastic. There's so many other questions that I know I have, but everybody else is going to have. How can somebody reach out? How can they find out about Project 24 and Income School and all that good stuff if they want to work with you?
Probably best is go to our YouTube channel and just search for Income School. Subscribe. You'll see YouTube kind of suggesting our videos and listen to what we have to say. We'll explain more of our methods and exactly what we're doing. And in the videos, you'll hear us talking about Project 24. If you decide it's for you, it's at incomeschool.com/project24. And we have information there. But you know what? Do not let price stop you. If a paid course, and you know, you're going to learn from our years of trial and failure and what worked and didn't, I know we can earn our keep there if you take the course. But if you don't take the course, it's just not, I lived in a hotel. I would not have bought an internet marketing course at the time, right? Don't let that stop you. If that's you, just go to our YouTube channel and we teach a lot for free too. No excuses, whatever you do. Find a way, pick it, and go after it. And if it's not our method, you want to go after Amazon FBA or something, you want to go after real estate investing, go after that. Pick whatever your platform is. But whatever you pick, stick with it.
Awesome. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your time and all the great wisdom. So thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks Dustin. Yep.
All right, guys. Take care.
This was a fantastic interview where we're learning how to actually get people to come to our websites, having Google send us people to our sites and then pay us money for ads that we show them. It's absolutely amazing how we can actually create many different sites. I'll tell you right now, I personally have like 5 or 6 different sites that I'm putting articles out, I'm putting contents out. What's great is I can literally pass these down to my kids. I can hire them, you know, hire them as editors, as writers, as people, you know, kids, but like employees making images and all that sort of stuff. And then as they're working in the business, I could eventually give them that business. Just imagine if you had a business that was making $5,000 a month and you could literally give that one business, that one site to one of your kids, or you had 8 sites that did that. That'd be $40,000 a month if you had 8 sites making $5,000. It is so amazing to be able to get that passive income from these sites. Remember, get my best-selling book completely for free, How to Quit Your Job with Passive Income, successfullyunemployed.co/free book. It's all one word, but you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. If you got anything out of the show, I'd love it if you just shared it with one person. That would really help get everybody realizing that they can become successfully unemployed and never work that 9-to-5 job ever again. All right, guys, you take care. I will see you next time where we interview another fantastic expert showing us how to be successfully unemployed. See ya.